work out together, getting due esteem from the east.
Love is over. Tomorrow is- know, we take potluck every week, but sometimes it's a real privilege. These are the new singles released on the 31st of July, 1970. There were 58 of them this week. It was Julie Covington, Tonight Your Love Is Over. What makes it special is that it was written by Pete Aitken.
Right. Clive James went on to become a well-known TV presenter.
That's right. So Clive James wrote the lyrics there.
Julie Covington actually went on to record the international hit with Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
Yeah, she nearly had a hit with Easy To Be Hard.
Yep.
It could have been from Hair, but I could be giving fake news out there. Yeah, those lyrics. The silver coins in your pocket are sighing for envy of the moon. Your silent eyes are crying. Yeah, Clive James, who we lost relatively recently.
Yeah.
I know he had cancer for quite a few years.
Yeah, he did. Didn't he live in Cambridge? I'm sure he lived in Cambridge,
really?
Didn't he?
Oh, I know. The greatest gift he gave to us was his television show with Margarita Prakatan. So we might as well listen. Oh, and of course, we started with Family. Strange Band, the title track to their three-track maxi single released on Reprise Records in a picture sleeve. It was a bright red sleeve, and there was the band. And one of them had a coloured-in bright green face. I often wondered why. I often wonder why, of course. This one I'm going to dedicate to me and you, Les. The title of it, from Julie Covington, also written by Clive James, If I Had My Time Again.
If I had my time again, there'd be no days wasted in playing hard to get. As for now, all I regret are the joys untasted. If I had my time again,
information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
You know how it is, there's no more to say. Yesterday's hero in the world of today. You're frowning, you're drowning. What can you do?
eyes are on him when they should be. You know they should be on you, yesterday's hero. In a world of today, as you crawl down the narrow lanes of love, you never get as much as the time of day. And as you knock on the door of the future, you wonder at the look on the faces that greet you. Yesterday's hero, in a world of today. Your ego is fragile, your lies are astray. The image you follow is crumbling away. You better wake, you better shake, open your eyes. The people you long for, they won't swallow, they won't swallow your lies. Yesterday's hero, in a world of today, as you crawl down the narrow lanes of love, you never get as much as the time of day. And as you knock on the door of the future, you wonder at the look on the faces that greet you. Yesterday's hero, in a world of today. Yesterday's hero in a world of today.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
We have been searching now for such a long time, deciding in which race to run. One thing's for certain, we are same way, and this is how the things we like are done. Never should be done. It's not so good for dancing, but let's hope you're listening, cause we feel that something different should be done.
Let's head toward the unknown region with Chris B.
I guess it's just another day. Nothing seems like it's gonna come my way, and today has been just like yesterday, and tomorrow will be, and tomorrow will be. Shoulder, and it is singing my song, but I can't hear it for the noise of the city. What a pity. And I can't see there is a cloud across the sun, and I don't feel like anyone. Wish I was home, I'd go away and sleep, but I'd wake and it would be just another day. Nothing's gonna come my way, and today's just like yesterday, and tomorrow
used to be known as Kaleidoscope, and they changed their name to Fairfield Parlour. They had a hit. Well, I always think it was a hit, but apparently it wasn't. Bordeaux Rosé on the Vertigo record label. That was Just Another Day. We'll play the B-side at a moment, which is a medley of three very short songs. Let's see, we began with Julie Covington, and for me and Les, me, Chris Bent, him, Les Newman. If I had my time again, it was titled.
Yes.
We'd do it all again.
Yeah.
As I think you said, you were weak and make the same mistakes. And after Julie, it was English Rose, Yesterday's Hero on Polydor, from a film called Groupie Girl, which you can tell us a little bit more about, I think, Les.
Yes. Groupie Girl was basically, I don't know, I can't find the synopsis for the film, but in saying that, English Rose actually starred in the film in minor parts. And also, another one on the soundtrack, which I noticed, was a band called Opal Butterfly. And among the members of the band were none other than Simon King and Lemmy, both of who went on to join Hawkwind.
Which,
which
no doubt we will play their first single pretty soon, called Hurry on Sundown, I think the title was.
I think that was released as a single, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yeah, so I think we've got that delight to look forward to.
Yes.
And we also heard Brainchild with Autobiography. I don't think we know much about
I think we mentioned them the other day, I believe. I think we did it last week or the week before.
I think we
played something from them.
I think we talked about it, but we didn't play it in the actual programme. That's what you've...
No.
We sometimes have pre-meeting meetings.
Oh, that's what it was.
We discuss what we might be playing the following week. So a little bit of planning, I suppose a little bit of planning goes into this programme sometimes, but mainly it is done on the hoof, because you could not script what me and Les are doing. My voice has been going for the past couple of weeks, hasn't it? Oh, well, never mind. Fairfield Parlour. We'll play the other side of that Vertigo single now. This was their last single, apparently. This is going to be three short tracks. Karaminda, I Am All the Animals, and Song for You.
Dresses like the night. She follows no special pattern, but wears her smile as light. The rose in the hand is overshadowed by her eyes, and words to her ears are without shape or size. Karaminda, my love, would not let herself on your palm. I am the midnight that you use so foolishly, and I am the tortoise that makes you feel better than me, and I am the thunder unheard above your calm, and I am all the animals that you keep on your palm. I am all the animals to serve you at your beck and call, to make you happy when you're feeling down. In your eyes, chair and table for dear Mabel, Chinese gong for dear Tom. Sink or swim, fat or thin, I'm just crazy over. Skate, look out, Kate. Father's sauce deserves applause, and I'm just crazy over you. Hand and elbow, good for sure. Hairy chest must be best. Dan's marimba for him and her, but I'm just crazy over you.
Well,
do you know, singles were often looked down upon. All album stations appeared and singles got neglected. But often we find, as in the case of that Vertigo single, it didn't appear on the LP. So if you didn't buy the single, my friends, or get a chance to hear it on some jukebox, which is highly unlikely, I feel, there. So that could be the first time you and I and Les... I've heard that one.
I've never heard that.
No, I had not either. And I was a real head in the day.
Yes.
As was Les. I know that. Yeah, that.
Interesting. There was parts of that that reminded me of early Genesis, I thought. Because back in the day, I mean, we were both heads. We watched, we copied copies of sounds under our shoulder, you know.
With our long flowing greatcoats on. Yes.
Yeah, and granddad t-shirts were tied into knots and thrown into a vat of dye.
And our loon pants.
Usually purple or something obscure colours like that.
Do you know, I had a gorgeous pair of loon pants. They were they were sort of navy blue with yellow stars all over them. I did look a dandy.
I remember going to London and I got a pair of those flares, you know, the big flares, velvet crust flares, right? They were greeny colour, or blue, or black.
Yeah, I had some green crushed velvet. They looked like a carpet. Looked like I was wearing a carpet. Yes, it was so thick.
With the large flared bottoms on them, bell bottoms. Dear, oh dear. Oh. They say the 70s were the time that style forgot. Yeah. But I don't know now.
I think you're so right there, Les. Yeah, Fairfield Parlour, Karen Minder, and whatever else I said it was on the B-side of their song, Karaminda, I Am All the Animals, and Song for You. I've got a song for you now, Les. I know you're going to rock to this one. It's the B-side of Mayfield's Mule single. The A-side was fairly forgettable, but the B-side, My Way of Living on Parlophone Records. Let us rock.
I You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Let me fly to distant lands, over green fields, trees and mountains, flowers and forest fountains, home along the lanes of the skyway, for this dark and lonely room projects a shadow. And
stone over, lay the background low. Rise up, resurrection Joe. Walk on water, let children know. Rise up, resurrection Joe. Rise up, resurrection Joe.
We've been listening to Duncan Brown, single on Bell Records, and Resurrection Joe. We also heard, we began with Mayfield's Mule and My Way of Living.
Wow, can you believe that was the voice of Andy Scott?
No.
Wow, that's what I, that's what it comes up with. How amazed.
I'm pretty certain he was with Mayfield's Mule at one time, but does that growling voice really sound
like Sweet? No, I don't. I don't know.
Man who's saying you can't push Willy where Willy won't go.
No, I don't.
And after on Parlophone Records.
No.
And after that,
Blockbuster.
And after Mayfield's Mule. With Andy Scott, or not Andy Scott, we played Skyline Pigeon, an Elton John tune, Deep Feeling with the name of the band, continuing the reference to Elton John with a band called Cochise. Stuart Brown is on the vocals, and he grew up with Elton John, and he sang, he had at least one single out singing an Elton John tune, possibly one that Elton hadn't sung himself. We also had Mick Grabham, who eventually was with Procol Harum and Foreigner, and Mick Grabham had come from the band Plastic Penny. So, and I think BJ Cole was also with this band, Cochise. Unfortunately, on United Artists Records, they somehow managed to destroy 59th Street Bridge Song, Feeling Groovy. You would not think you could do a heavy rock version of do-do-do-do-do, Feeling, but our friend Cochise managed it.
Circles you beneath.
www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
Spider spins her life away in shadowy dewdrop lane. Butterfly flutters and she never utters a word against the rain. And the ladybird, she doesn't care if her house is all burnt down. And the cricket sings his own sweet song, tra-la-la-la-la-la. And the sun will rise, and the days will pass you by, and it's all part of this game, part of this game. The seasons change, the world goes spinning round and round, and flowers bloom until they fade.
That?
Oh, all fluffy slippers and little cute kittens, wasn't it, that tune?
Part
of this game. They were called Honeydew, and it was the first single on Argo Records, AFW 101. I often wonder what record labels, their catalogue numbers, what did AFW stand for? Obviously the A was Argo. FW Woolworths, perhaps.
Probably.
Before that, it was Richard Harris, Ballad of a Man Called Horse on Stateside Records. And we began with Cochise and their incredibly hard rock version of Feeling Groovy.
Interesting band.
And if they paid any royalties for that, they were robbed, because it sounded nothing like the 59th Street Bridge song. Yeah, Cochise. Rose from the Ashes of Plastic Penny with Mick Grabham.
Mick Grabham went on to join Folk of Harm, of course.
Yeah, and Foreigner, and BJ
Wilson.
Cole, and Stuart Brown, as we said, on vocals. Yep. He'd been with Elton John, or been a friend of Elton John. Well, Les, it is time for us to say goodbye to the listener once again.
Incredible.
It's time to squeeze.
Where did we find all this stuff?
It's time to squeeze out of the porthole.
Hello.
31st of July 1970 is what you've been listening to. We've been playing the new singles. That is our inspiration. It is our playlist. And I trust me, I don't do playlists. But that's what we do each week. We spend at least 2 hours picking the singles that came out each week. And this was the week when 58 singles were released. It was issue number 340. You can go and look it up in the British Library. You may find some of these singles lists, although apparently they don't have a full set themselves. So,
okay. Interesting. This could be this, you know, for the soundtrack to the lives of many of our listeners at that time.
I think if anyone was a teenager or in their 20s in 1970, then this is essential listening. Mm-hmm. So spread the word, my friends. There are people out here who sympathise with you and have got and whose heads are still stuck with these unmemorable songs.
Because heard some at that time, because it could have changed, it could have influenced my life forever.
Yeah.
You know, I could have gone a totally different direction had I heard some of these.
Thunder Company may have been well remembered and played every day on these 60s, 70s radio stations. Genevieve could have been a great female artist. Not that she wasn't a great female artist, although I think you did a bit of gossiping to me, but she was apparently only in the film because she was a mistress of the film director, was it?
Daniel F. Zanuck, who actually produced The Longest Day, I think was one of his most famous films. But he actually produced that film. with the view of her starring in it, had he had done with several of his other mistresses.
Well, it's one way to get to know somebody, isn't it? Okay, well, thanks for listening once again. I'm going to leave you with the Upsetters. Last time, Les was alluding to Italian reggae. Well, this one is called Cipriano, and this could be Spanish reggae. And, of course, it is a Lee Scratch Perry composition and production. And if you'd like to join us in the podcast, which we do most weeks because we've got far too many tracks to play for you, you could well hear Tommy James, Crowfoot, Arcade with a K, and Bob Dylan amongst others. So it's time to say be seeing you, Les.
Be seeing you, and we'll see you next time, listener.
Get over here before you smell up the place. Be still. Be still.
And Cipriano. Hey.
El reggae.
El reggae. As Les has pointed out to us. Yes, it was more Spanish. It was more Spanish than Italian, wasn't it, I think, today? On Upsetter Records, I've got so many arrows. Yes, we then moved on to Tommy James, Ball and Chain, and followed by Crowfoot and California Rock and Roll on the Paramount record label. Not many singles on Paramount. It makes you wonder, was it part of some film? Wigwam. From Self Portrait, I believe. Need a bash them. That was Claudette on Grape Records, and now it really is time to say we have had enough. And this one, this last one, I suspect it was something to do with Tony Blackburn, who had Arnold. I remember Arnold, his dog, but I don't remember
woof.
Gerald. Oh, there he was.
Gerald the Pixie.
Gerald the Pixie with My Friend the Blackbird on Philips Records. Goodbye, my friends. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, children. Bye-bye.
Little friends, you know. someone.